Hi, this is Dave Arnold. Welcome back to News Talk Radio. Talk to the expert. Special guest in the studio with me is Sean McGrath, a board member for CMPIA, Saskatchewan Media Production Industry Association. On the line with me is Ron Getz, the president of the organization. Gentlemen, thanks for holding through the break. Much appreciated. Ron, we've talked a bit about kind of the technical side and some of the input taxes. And, I don't want people's eyes to glaze over here. It's important. It matters. But why is the film, TV, and digital media industry good for this province?
Well, besides being self-supported or even being able to generate a little bit of revenue for the province, the reality is that it brings in a significant amount of money into the province. So for every dollar the government spends, usually we say there's a 6-to-1 return. So, if you put in a dollar, we have to bring the other $6 in to get that production done. So that's good news. So from an economic point of view, we think it really, that industry really takes care of itself.
So in essence, you bring in the six before you get the one back.
That's exactly right. There's a cultural side to all of this as well. I mean, the companies have been here, many of them have been here for a number of years. There's this intrinsic value of being able to, support the community. You look at a number of companies that have given significantly to the community. Mind's Eye, for example, with the Luther College, and Verite Films have been here for some time and have, donated about $700,000 to charity and organizations. Our company was given an ABEX award for community involvement in 2007 for a number of scholarships and work that we do throughout the province. So we are really, engaged in this particular province, not only from an economic but a social and cultural way as well.
How key is that cultural, underlying cultural component to these artists, technicians, and creative people that live among us here?
Well, it's very important, because you can't just sort of lose one industry and not expect it to affect a lot of the other cultural workers in the province. I mean, we rely on audio technicians and artists and graphic designers and all these people that are through the province. So the way I usually like to put it is the film and television and interactive industry that we represent is like the anchor store for a mall. And so if you take that anchor store away or remove it, you still have a mall, but people don't go there as much, because they're going there for the whole shopping experience. And so in this case, our mall is going to be, we're going to lose the anchor, so we're going to lose the full impact of our cultural experience. And I think in this discussion, sometimes we lose that, that concept that, it's very important to keep that cultural alive.
Sean, let's get to more specifics now. The government has a new plan that they brought forward. In your opinion, what doesn't work about this new plan from the government?
Well, for the reasons that were stated earlier, there's not an opportunity with a non-refundable tax credit to actually utilize and get money to apply to the production. So right off the hop, it takes us off the field in terms of being able to attract production to our province. It's the refundable tax credit is something that's well understood by the industry, by banks, by everyone. We really require it in order to move forward on any production.
Now, you're competing against virtually every other locale in North America, in some cases, to bring productions here, aren't you?
We have, on some types of productions, yes, typically on service productions, but on domestic work, we very often will create our own. Our producers are very adept at creating their own projects, pitching them to broadcasters, and doing them here. It's not just a question of bringing work here. It's actually creating work here as well. And not having a refundable tax credit will stop a producer in his tracks from creating a project and pitching it successfully.
So in essence, you're not looking for something special or something additional. You're just looking for the proverbial level playing field.
It would be a level playing field. We don't want to be taken off the field entirely, which would be what would happen with a non-refundable tax credit.
Ron, going forward now, because you've been involved with CMPIA and the provincial government and other stakeholders that have been involved and potentially impacted by this, what is it that you're looking for going forward?
Really, the question is how do we find the middle ground? We kind of know what we need to operate the government, you know, to be fair to them, are a little frustrated with this type of funding model. They don't like it, and they've made it clear. So they would like to come up with something else that fits better. They call it more sustainable, and I think we completely understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So the difficulty here is we're not opposed to finding something new that keeps us on that level playing field. We've never been opposed to that. I think the problem that we are looking for at this moment is to do that in such a short period of time, to go so radical from a refundable to a non-refundable, effectively eliminates your industry before you can make something new work. And so I think part of the challenge here is really, look, if you want to do this and you want to work with industry, you have to give them time to come up with that model. So you can't do it in a space of a few months. The first tax credit took 3 years. So, you know, if you need time to do that. So 18 months to 2 years, you know, you continue to refund these things and you say in 2 years we're going to eliminate the refundable, so we've got 2 years to figure out a new funding model. I think that's fair. I think that's reasonable. The government then gets to, you know, try to find something that works with industry. But what we're saying and what we feel uncomfortable with is that you're giving us no time to adapt or adjust a funding model that'll work. And that's really what the critical issue is at this point.
With the speed that this is kind of overtaken and been undertaken, is there an opportunity lost here, Ron?
Well, some companies have already, you know, there's some productions that are coming in, but they've already been in the works before the announcement of the tax credit leaving. There's some that are trying to get their productions done for the summer with the period of the extension that was given to the end of June. But after that, really, most companies will have to try to figure out how to do it. And for the most of them, it'll be going to the other jurisdictions where they have a refundable tax credit, because that's how they're going to complete their financing. So there's really no mystery in that. And wherever there's the tax credit's been canceled, that has happened. So I don't think we can expect anything different here.
Sean, just a quick question. I mean, I know that CMPA and the government have been in ongoing discussions, and there was a new model that was come up with. The difference being the government kind of at the end said, oh, refundable, non-refundable, made that change, which rendered it moot almost. But the new model that you came to together with the government, it was really quite innovative, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. The notion behind it was to continue to support film and television production in the province while at the same time giving a real boost to interactive and allowing those companies to start to thrive. And the way that the program was designed was to actually incentivize both of them and give them even further incentives if they work together, which would create even more synergies. So we had a national opinion that it was a very leading edge program and would have really been a model for others to emulate in the future, but unfortunately, because it is non-refundable, that wouldn't come to pass. If it was refundable, we'd be off to the races.
Gentlemen, thanks for joining me. Ron Getz, my guest, president. He's been on the line with us. Sean McGrath in the studio, board member, both with CMPA, Saskatchewan Media Production Industry Association. More information on their website, smpia.sk.ca. Again, complex issue, but also common sense in some ways as well. You can get some more information there. This is Dave Arnold. You've been listening to News Talk Radio.